Delaware Governor John Carney laid out his priorities for the year in his State of the State address in Dover today. As WHYY's Shirley Min tells us, those priorities include making tough decisions on state spending and tackling crime in Wilmington.
The state of our state is strong and getting stronger.
While largely positive in tone, Governor John Carney's 35-minute speech focused on doing more to strengthen the state's economy, improve schools, and cut down on rising costs. Carney says a big part of Delaware's economic success is linked to the success of its largest city, Wilmington.
We can't undo decades of distress in Wilmington in a single year, but working with the mayor and city leaders, we're determined to turn the ship around.
And new investment in the Port of Wilmington is how Carney, in part, plans to do that. The governor says expanding the port will create good-paying jobs and consequently stabilize families and neighborhoods in the city. The governor's plan to improve schools includes hiring close to 200 new teachers statewide to match a spike in public school enrollment, as well as offering financial support.
We will create a student loan forgiveness program for educators. This program will help us retain educators in our highest need schools and in the highest demand subject areas.
Delaware's budget woes are not as dire as they were last year, but Carney says it's time to make some tough decisions about health care.
We're spending too much money on health care and not getting the best results. We all need to come to the table, state government and the hospitals most of all, and be part of the solution.
We'll learn how Carney plans to pay for all of this when he presents his budget next week. From the Delaware Desk, Shirley Min, WHYY News.